2024 campaign, Biden blames Republicans for his migration record. By Neil Monroe on January 27, 2024. President Joe Biden and his deputies are using the unfinished and unreleased draft border deal as political cover for their continued refusal to guard the nation's border during the 2024 election campaign. What's been negotiated would, if passed into law, be the toughest and fairest set of reforms to secure the border we've ever had in our country, Biden said in a statement Friday night. It would give me, as president, a new emergency authority to shut down the border when it becomes overwhelmed. And if given that authority, I would use it the day I sign the bill into law. Pro-American groups say Biden already has the legal authority to stop migrating, and that the Senate's unreleased, and unpopular, deal is a giveaway to business interests. For example, the emergency authority cited by Biden is triggered only when the inflow climbs above 1.8 million per year, or roughly twice Congress's cap on legal immigration. The deal also sets no significant limits to Biden's inflow of job-seeking migrants via the parole doorway. GOP leaders scoffed at Biden's claim that he cannot fix the border without the draft deal, even though President Donald Trump minimized the inflow with his use of the White House's authorities in 2019. Trump is expected to oppose the deal once the details are released. A bad border deal is far worse than no border deal, he said Saturday in a post on Truth Social. Biden's release was posted as his border deputies allowed the inflow of 371,000 migrants in December. Their easy migration policy is hugely damaging to ordinary Americans and hugely unpopular. And Democrats recognize that it is powering public support for Donald Trump's re-election campaign. Biden and his media allies are pushing the GOP to endorse the deal, partly because it would allow Biden to claim on the campaign trail that he has solved the migration problem. The deal would also provide Biden's deputies with at least $10 billion to move, house, feed, and hide migrants during the 2024 campaign. If Biden's deputies cannot get the cash, the migrants' plight and poverty will likely be spotlighted by local TV news shows. Biden knows he does not need the law to block the migration. For example, he has crafted quiet deals with Mexico to streamline, manage, and cap the daily arrivals after the record inflow in December. The deal has sharply reduced migrant arrivals at the border in January compared to December. The deals with Mexico will help Biden block migrant surges that would break into national TV coverage. Biden is buying Mexican cooperation by allowing more Mexicans to enter and settle in the United States via the legally contested parole side door in the border. In December, for example, Biden's deputies allowed 44,000 Mexican migrants to enter the United States via the border gates. The deal came after Mexico allowed the December inflow to hit another record of 371,000 migrants, following inflows of roughly 308,000 in October and November. The three-month inflow of 989,000 migrants is in addition to Biden's welcome for roughly 6.2 million migrants from January 2021 to October 2023. The 6.2 million population does not include the huge number of migrants who entered but were sent home. Watch, current Texas migrant surge exceeds numbers from 2021 Haitian crisis in Del Rio, September 27, 2023. Many of the recent migrants will end up on America's streets, partly because shelters are overflowing in Democratic cities, such as Chicago, New York, Boston, and Denver. The flood has also washed into many small cities, such as Whitewater, Wisconsin, and counties such as Rockland County, New York. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has relied on extraction migration to grow the economy after allowing investors to move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced native-born Americans' productivity and political clout, reduced high-tech innovation, crippled civic solidarity, and allowed government officials to ignore the rising death rate of poor Americans. The policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The colonialism-like policy has also killed many thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.